The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
How's everyone doing?
Hopefully,
I hope you're doing well.
Hopefully, you're good. Your week has been starting out well. We have to tell you all about our weekend, but first, this is The Show Must Go On. I'm Tracy.
Yes, and I am Nikki, and we are here to judge Peryush. Yeah. Yeah, let's tell them about our weekend.
So
it was
fun.
Actually a lot of fun.
So fun.
And I just keep thinking, like, why don't I go more? Mm-hmm. Which I definitely could. Yeah. I just don't do it.
Yeah. It's hard. You know,
life. We went to Horror Nights.
I survived. Yay.
Tracy survived. She did great. You did great. It wasn't
too bad.
It's really hard for me to understand that fear.
Yeah.
Because my fear is so different, right. You know? And like for me, because my fear is that we're all land. So I'm like, we're good.
That's true.
You know, if I had to fight somebody, you know, I'll fight. Like I know I'm not gonna die.
Right.
But yeah. If we're on a roller coaster, all I'm thinking is I'm going to die. So that's why I was like, that's why my heart gets like, Tracy, like every year she witnessed my heart almost coming out of my chest.
Yeah.
You know,
falls out your butt.
Roller coaster. That is not even that bad, you know, and it's not even the roller coaster. It's more like, it's not even the ride because it's not a roller coaster. It's not even the ride. It's just that one drop. Anything that has a drop, I'm like, I'm going to throw up right now. I don't like the feeling.
I'm with you.
I don't like the falling feeling. Falling. This is why, right. I'm like, if we're on land, I'm good.
Right.
Which, my feet are on the ground.
I absolutely agree with the drops and the free falls. Like, I'm not a fan of it either. Like, I totally understand. And it's true because, like, we did several of the haunted houses. And you're walking through. You're on your feet. So, I can, like, duck and dodge. So, at least they're not, like...
Punch people.
I wonder if they ever have. Like, just...
Probably.
Gotten popped.
And also, like, I'm sure they probably had it happen not intentionally. Like, somebody had that reaction. Because these people are really fucking good. Like, they get on your face.
Yeah.
They really do.
They do.
And I was like, no. The whole time.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I loved all the houses. The ones at the end, the ones that were, like, a weird theme from the park. They stimulated me too much because they were so loud.
Right. The ones that, like, Universal comes up with. Because, you know, they always have a few that are based off of, like, movie franchises or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they have, like, their little ones that they do. So, yeah, there was, like, the one that we went to. What was it? It was, like, Slasher Cinema 2 or something. That was just, like, their own that they made up. Because that's the thing, too, is there's no theme to it, really. So it's like they can sort of do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one, I was like, I'm done. The nerves, yeah. I was like, I can't.
It was just also, the music was, like, not the music.
Strobing lights with everything. Yeah. Like,
those were, like, too intense. And it's not even, like, it was just so stimulating. Because I would get out of there and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm exhausted.
It was, yeah.
You know, and I just walked through it, you know.
Yeah, like butthole clenched, all the muscles clenched, shoulders up to my
shoulders.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that one was a little much.
But it was a lot of fun. I laughed a lot. I would come out with like pain on my cheeks from laughing.
My stomach hurt from laughing so hard. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
No, like in a good way. But I was like, oh my gosh, my stomach hurt. But it was like the muscle.
Like soreness?
Yes. Oh, I've never had that happen to me before. And I was like, oh. It's just from laughing the whole weekend.
I mean, Epcot, we laughed so fucking much. Yeah. You know, what a joy that trip was. Yeah. It was a lot of fucking fun. I'm so glad. Like, it was also like really good energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it was... The weather was like perfect too.
It was really
you know,
nice.
Like it was when we were hot, it was because we were under the sun. But if we were in the shade, it was fine. Mm-hmm. I still feel like I could have drank more.
I had a lot. For me,
me too. You did drink a lot, but I feel like I could have drank more. I think like from now on, starting in Canada should be the best way.
Yeah,
because I feel like I started drinking tequila right away. And I was like, this is not a good idea. But I was like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Full on internal conversation. That was like, oh, yeah, it's okay. You'll be fine. It's like, no, because then it slows me down in the drinking. So.
Right. I mean, tequila.
I prefer to start.
It right off. It's a heavy hitter.
It's so heavy.
You know?
It's so heavy. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
But it was a lot of fun.
It was perfect.
I had a great, great time. Thank you so much, Tracy, for coming. And for the listeners, we met at Epcot like the coolest girl ever. She stopped us, so the coolest sweet. Child.
Yeah.
She was probably like 7 or 8 and she liked our t-shirts.
Yeah.
For reference, our t-shirts said, I declare bankruptcy, which is Michael Scott from
the
best. Office. And they had like the Mickey ears. Which we got a compliment, I want to say, every 5 minutes.
Or people would just, you could tell, like, they would be looking at them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they were great. Hilarious.
And then this little girl approached us, and she said, I am the biggest Office fan. And guys, I'm talking about a girl that was, like, probably 8 years old. She's
so
like,
cool.
I am the biggest Office fan. I wanted to bring my, I have a stapler in, like, a Jell-O, and I wanted to bring it, but I was like, nobody's going to guess. You know, and you know she's like a baby when you want to bring, like, your toy and your pride to a theme park.
Right, yeah.
You know, and she was like, no one's going to get it. I'm not going to know anybody there that's an Office fan. And then I saw you guys, and I was like, well, you just made our fucking day.
She
and you're the coolest girl in this park.
So cute. And, I like, her outfit was adorable, too. And just, like, the confidence to just come up and be like, yeah, so, and just talking to us. And I was like, she's going places.
Adorable.
So cute. There's hope for the next generation, this, like, alpha
and
or whatever.
And also, let's talk about the fact that we were in the France Pavilion where half of us were, like, trash, basically, at that point. We're like, we need coffee.
Yeah.
This is not gonna, you know. Mm-hmm. Tracy took one for the team and got everyone espresso.
People were falling asleep, and I was like, we have several hours ahead of us. We need to pick me up. So I like went, and I was like, let's get some shots of espresso.
And Bruna just kept singing to us. And it's like, this guy's putting us to sleep. Yeah. And then when we got to Canada, Trey would say Canadian days. I was like, oh my God. What a great trip. It was amazing. And
so
of course,
fun.
As you all know, Tracy's laugh was the most contagious thing, which still is. You know, when we hear you laughing, we're already laughing, but when we hear you laughing, we want to laugh even more. So,
well, that makes me feel good because sometimes I'm like,
it's
so,
so
fucking
contagious.
Annoying.
No, okay. never be shy about it. We all want to laugh. We're like, what is it? You know, I'm curious.
Yeah, and you can hear me because I've been in like a grocery store and my mom will walk somewhere else and I'll be with my sister and she'll make me laugh and my mom will be like, I didn't know where you were, but then I heard you laugh. So I knew what aisle you were down.
Oh my God.
That's so
what
loud
a great quality though. You know?
I mean, I would rather be known for that, you know, like having like a really
it's
fun,
so,
contagious laugh.
Yeah. It's so contagious. It's so funny. It's contagious. Like, every time I'm like, where's the fun? I want to be in it.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah. So that, it made it even better. It was so nice. We had a lot of fun. We recorded our first episode together, which goes live tomorrow. You know, it's so funny that we're like learning all these things. It, like, when I played it, and I should have played it before we started recording, like I should have done a try, you know, like a little testing.
Yeah.
It's like super echoey. I tried to take all the echo out, but you know, we're learning, it's a learning process, you know, right. I'm not gonna dwell on it. No. But you know, it was super easy to edit because it wasn't like layers of it. You know, I just had to like cut the parts that made no sense, because of course in the middle of recording somebody calls the room the most random. Somebody left, a guest had left a mouth guard.
What are the odds? The
shit that, yeah.
That's never happened to me. And I've stayed in plenty of hotel rooms. Never once have I had a hotel call and be like, that's so funny. Someone left something. Can you check? Which it wasn't there. Guard. Yeah, gross. Why would you leave that, first of all? Second of all, we looked for it. And it's like, I feel like either they did take it with them and it was in their bag and they forgot, or housekeeping had it or whatever.
Threw it in the trash, probably. Yeah. Because if they're seeing it there, they're going to throw it in the trash.
Or they were like, ooh, great.
Ugh. Ew, gross. If it was wrapped on a napkin, they probably threw it away. Because I know people that do that. Que asco. That's gross, sick. Guys. Don't do that. Yeah. Get a fucking little like,
container.
Like container. Yeah. Yeah. And rinse it out.
Oh.
Sick. With mouthwash. Okay. So that's that. So when I don't know if you saw this, Tracy, and these are like kind of like sad news. Liam Payne passed away.
I saw that. So like when you were saying, hey, I'm like on my way back to the apartment.
Me too. And I was looking at my phone.
Oh my gosh.
Jaw on the floor.
Yeah. I was shocked. And I was like, is this real? Is this true? Like, I looked it up and it was like posted like 41 minutes ago. So this like just happened. Yeah. He was in Argentina and he fell from the third story floor of his of his hotel. So they don't know if it was an accident. The person who made the 911 call, I think it was the hotel manager, said that he sounded aggressive. So they're not sure, if there's going to be drugs or alcohol in his system. So they're going to have to do like a toxicology and like see what happened. But
I don't know what's sadder. I don't know what's sadder. If it was an accident or if it was intentional. It just breaks my heart.
Or even just like he was drunk and like whatever. I mean, either way, I think it was an accident.
Of, like when things like this happen, I always think of my dad telling me, it's always the stupid things that you think are cool in the moment. And you're like, oh yeah, you can go a little bit faster. It's going to be so cool, you know? And then boom, you're dead.
Right. Right.
It's like when I saw that and I read that he fell, I was like, dad. I thought of my dad.
Yeah. I know. And it's sad that like we hear about these things quite a bit. So it's like, people, can we like not go too close to the edge of the balcony? Like, how about you can like enjoy the view, but like step back a little bit. That's fine.
Please. Yeah. Please. Please, right. Be careful. Right. Be awareness. Your surrounding is important always.
And I think just
a misstep can end you.
Absolutely. Like one stupid move, and just to realize like we're not immortal, you know? Like we're not guaranteed anything. But I just keep thinking
30 floors. 30.
Third.
You know the how third long floor.
That's it. He only...
They said...
The third floor.
Oh, I thought it said 30.
Uh-uh. He only fell from the third floor. So it was only... It said between 43 to 46 feet. But he must have hit his head or something. Because they said when they showed up, he was gone. So oh God, 30, fuck me, jeez. But
that's what I'm saying, because right. I thought I read 30.
No,
and
3.
Okay, because I'm like, that is the longest fall, and like, what if you're having second terrible. Thoughts in the middle of it?
Right. Yeah, no, it was the third floor. But that's the thing, too, is, like, that doesn't even seem that high up, you know? But it doesn't take much. Yeah,
but still.
It doesn't take much, because, like,
things to think about for the listeners.
It's true. I mean, you can just...
Don't be stupid. Go to therapy.
I mean, we could be standing flat on the ground, and you fall, you hit your head, and you're...
Game done. Over.
Like, you can... Yeah. Snap your neck. Like, sorry, I know that's terrible, but the human body really is fragile. So please, everyone, just be careful out there. So, but yeah, I read that and I was like, oh my gosh. And I wasn't like a huge One Direction fan. Like, I didn't really listen to them.
No.
But I mean, he is so young and I didn't realize he has a 7-year-old son. I didn't know that. So, like, that poor kid. Oh, it's terrible.
Well, okay. Let's move from that. Just, guys, be self-aware.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid. And go to therapy if you have these awful thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
People will help you if that's what happened to him. Sure. But also, there are people that exist that went to school to help people like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a thing.
And, like, everybody...
you're not alone.
Should
you're
go
not
to therapy.
In your thoughts. No, 100%. Everyone. It's important. It gives you the tools to live your fucking life.
Right.
But the fact that... people go to school to study how to help other people, mm-hmm. and we don't take advantage of that? Like, come
right.
on.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, those are two important things. Okay. Wolf is right.
I know.
I'm trying to think if I watched anything else, which I don't think I did. Well, we didn't really have time.
Yeah, I mean, because the weekend, we were too busy. I mean, I'm watching stuff on TV, like, weekly. Like, I like Dancing with the Stars. So I've been watching that every Tuesday. I still watch it. I like it. And then, like, The Golden Bachelorette is on tonight. So, like, I've been watching that. Masked Singer I love. So, like, that's on every Wednesday. So just
you love your reality.
Like I like competition-based shows.
And Love is Blind, too.
Okay, but that's in, like, a jaded way. Like a
bitter. I watched a little bit yesterday with Trey, and I was like, the moment that they saw each other, I was like, the girl is not attracted to him. I can tell you right now.
Uh-huh. See, and that's why I enjoy watching it. Because I'm like, once they meet, this is when the shit begins. And they can realize that they're not really into one another, and looks do matter. So.
Sadly, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the physical attraction is important.
Otherwise,
we understand that the emotional but physical
absolutely.
Is part of it, too.
Yeah, otherwise you can just be friends.
Yep.
You know, exactly. Like, if you don't want to, like, do it with them, because, you know.
Oof, it's rough, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, a natural part of a relationship. I'm not saying you got to be, like, it rabbits is. And doing it all the time, but, you know, it's
no, but it
part of being
matter.
Human. Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I guess we can dive into this right away. So what we're discussing today is called Hold Your Breath with Sarah Paulson. And let's talk about first where it's streaming. Is it HBO?
It's on Hulu. It's an original movie.
On Hulu. Mm-hmm. It's a Hulu movie. Which at some point while I was watching it, I was like, oh, maybe it's from a book or something, you know, because they do a book reference in it, you know. So I was like, oh, maybe.
Oh, with the gray man.
Maybe they try to play something. Yeah.
Sure.
But let's just give the listeners a synopsis. I know if you're here listening to the podcast, you've already seen it, hopefully. But it's based in Oklahoma, it's like in the 1930s,
yeah,
something like that. And basically, it's this woman with her children, and she does have a husband, but he doesn't. Obviously, he doesn't have a job there because there's literally nothing there. There's just houses falling apart, mm-hmm. a lot of sandstorms, and the husband probably works in the city. I'm just gonna say, it's like the story of her basically surviving her own demons. Mm-hmm. But I just gotta say, at the beginning, they kind of show us, like, him talking to her, being like, come with me. And she was like, no, I don't want to leave everything we have. And I'm like, girly.
You who don't have shit. Right.
I'm like, these are pieces of wood right now.
Right. Like, you have a cow and you're starving.
And also, like, I get it. Well, I don't get it. I don't have children. You know, she does have a child that is buried there.
Because she died from scarlet fever.
But you have two children that are alive.
Right.
And you have to think of them.
Which is funny, because that's what she tells Esther, who's like her sister-in-law or cousin or something. I don't know. They're related in some aspect. And
whatever that was, yeah.
Right. And her oldest boy dies, and she gets so depressed that she's, like, bedridden. And Sarah Paulson, Margaret, tells her, like, oh, but you still have another child to look after, like, a little boy, Thomas.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, girl, take your own advice.
Advice.
Mm-hmm. Like, you have two kids, and one of them is, she's deaf. So, I mean, not that she can't take care of herself, but she needs a little more
attention.
Thank you. So
yeah, and also I don't know if you felt this from the beginning. I do have like movies that have horror movies that have like a character that's deaf. I have like kind of trauma from Hush, the movie Hush. If you guys haven't seen the movie Hush, it's so excellent.
Another Mike Flanagan.
Yeah, excellent horror movie. I think that was the takeoff for him, like the breakthrough.
Yeah. You
know? And
I mean, Quiet Place. Like the daughter, yes. She's...
So the daughter, yeah. So the moment they have these characters that are deaf, I get stressed out right away because I'm like, they can't hear anything mm-hmm. that's coming for them. So the moment I saw the daughter, I was like, oh no. Like, this is going to be one of those that she's not going to know.
Right.
And let me tell you, the movie did not use that at all.
Thank you. They didn't utilize it at all. Like, there could have been such good moments to incorporate, like, her point of view with things. Because basically, Margaret is sort of an unreliable narrator where it's like, yes, you have this dust spirit thing called the gray man, and if you breathe him in, like, you're gonna lose your shit. So there you have that, but then also, like, losing a child, and she's taking medication, like sleeping pills, but that can be affecting her psychologically, and she's like not totally with it. So it's, you can't tell from her point of view what's real, what's not, but they kept using Rose, who's like the older sister.
Yeah
Which, fine, but yes, like, you have this little girl, and I mean, what...
You have a character to create magic.
Right, a little girl,
yeah.
And she's deaf. So, like, the perfect opportunity to even hype up these things. And they didn't do anything
They didn't do anything with it, and there were some... And I gotta say, I didn't dislike it, you know? I also think it's the movie that we watched last week was just so fucking bad, that this one, I was like, oh, this is like it felt like a better, I don't want to say storyline. It just,
I mean, the acting.
It felt a little bit more solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Sarah Paulson is great. Yeah.
Top, because there's that scene where she's scratching the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter is talking to her. It's like, mom, mom. And you see, like, she's bleeding through her nails.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking to the wall. And then she just turns around. And she doesn't even acknowledge her.
Right.
And she's, like, crying. That gave me the chills. I was like,
right.
Like, oh, I'm so fucking scared of this crazy bitch.
Or at one point when she was sewing and she like sewed into her hand and I was like, I.
And then she was like, ouch. Who did this? Did you do it to me?
Right. And it's like, mom, you're losing your shit, okay? It's you, bitch. Look in the mirror. Yeah.
So seeing that, you know, Sarah Paulson is a great actress and she can play these roles really fucking well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were many times that I kept thinking, like, why are only the kids wearing masks? She's invisible, like,
right.
Like she can, you know, and also just have them have something all day long.
Because they were wearing the bandanas over their face. And then they went to the doctor.
Just when they would walk out.
Right. And then they went to the doctor and he said, I have masks that you can buy. So it's like, okay, maybe they don't have a lot of money, so they can only buy two. But if mom is freaking out so much, don't breathe it in. Don't breathe them in. Like, at least, like, still have a handkerchief or
something
to cover your mouth because you're, like, freaking out about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't get that either.
I feel like she was freaking out about it all the time, but she wasn't protecting herself. That's number one.
Right.
And second, I'm like, I'm sorry. If there's that much dust that she would go like this in the thing,
mm-hmm.
and it would just, like, it would be there, and it was, like, in, like, an hour's... How the fuck do you call that a home?
I know. So dusty. Like, I was getting anxiety.
Like, and she was like, we're not going to leave everything. The only thing we have. I'm like, dust is what you have.
Right.
You don't have anything else.
I'm out.
You don't. Nobody's going to want to buy that either because nobody wants to live there.
Right. And I mean, it's like the 1930s. So just like leave anyway. Just go. Because that's what they were going to do. She was like, yeah, we're going to go be with your father. So just
and also go. Like when the sandstorms would be over and you would see the amount of sand around the house.
Like there's like the one part where she opened the door and it's like
to my inches. Allergies.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How are they not sneezing?
Yeah, just coughing.
It's just the coughing. No,
it's like asthma attacks, allergies, right. Eyes red. Nobody's wearing, like, something to protect
right.
their eyes.
Like, going like this, like, in the storm, like, because, dude, the wind picks up a little bit outside, and I'm like, ugh, and I wear glasses on a normal basis. So, imagine, like, all that shit flying around, all that dust, and you're not protecting your eyes.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, technicalities.
Yeah.
That I'm like, did anybody advise you through this? Because, right. You know, it had potential. I feel like.
You know,
the actors were really good. This guy from The Bear.
Evan.
He's such an amazing actor.
Yes, I love him.
Wait, I wanted to tell you something. When they're in that scene of, like, having dinner, the way his face changed.
Mm-hmm.
When she's reading what the husband
the letter
sent to her, his face changed completely. But also I was already freaking out because the daughter sat on his lap and I was like, why is she sitting on his lap? Like he knew where that was going and the face changed
mm-hmm.
completely.
Yeah.
Now we don't see this mofo ever again after that.
Really, like, she kind of, like, the dreaming, because at one point she's, like, outside with the gun, and he's calling her name, and you can hear Esther being like, Margaret, 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 and then she turns around, and he's walking towards her, and she shoots the gun, the rifle, and he turns into dust.
Yeah, but was that her imagination?
See, and that's the thing, is I kind of I love an unreliable narrator, but also I sort of hate movies like this because I feel really fucking dumb. Because I'm like, I don't know what was real and what wasn't. You know, like, was Wallace even there at all?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, was he real? Because then, like, the whole time I'm thinking he's real. But then when they go to that dance and you see the daughter being like, I told them that I saw him too. Like, to protect their mom.
Right. So I'm like, wait, did she really see him? Or the way she phrased it, where it was like you said, she's trying to, to make it seem like her mom isn't crazy and losing her mind.
Yeah. And then I kept trying to see, like, after that, I was like, well, like, but they never showed him again. So I was like, I can't tell if she's the only one seeing this guy.
Right. Like, was her note, like, the, when she got the nosebleed and he's like, does the Christ compels you? And then it stops. Like, was that real? Who the
fuck hides like that in a bar?
That was so creepy when he, like, lifted the latch and just, like, the way he came out. And he's all dirty and shit. Oh, that's a thing. Like, their nails were nasty. Like, they had the dirt, like, all on their nails.
So nasty.
I think that's the other thing, too, is just, like, the time period. I was like, I could never live back then. So, just everything. I was already super uncomfortable. Like, no one washes their hands. There's no sanitation.
And he just put it in that forehead. And then, like, pressured. But right. I'm like, did that happen? Did that not happen? Like, I have no fucking idea.
Right. And then all that stuff with Esther. Because also
they didn't, even at the end, it doesn't, like, tell me.
No.
Because, you know, like, usually they kind of, like, leave it to the imagination. But you kind of, like, have a enough evidence to make your own conclusion.
Right.
You know? But I have no idea if the guy existed or not.
Right. Or, like, what actually happened. Like, when she was in her knitting circle. Like, did any of that happen? The dance? Like, did that even happen? I don't even... All that stuff with Esther. Oh, what was real? What wasn't? Because, like you said, okay, I get that she isn't... She wasn't fit. After Ada, her little girl, dies. So it's like, from that point on, was she just not well? Or, was she okay? But then she started, because it was, like, every night she's taking a pill. So it's like,
she was fine with that.
When she takes the pill, is that when she starts losing it? Or, I need some sort of...
I feel like she started losing it when she stopped the pills, because she wasn't sleeping. So what happens is she's just standing and she ends up sleepwalking.
Right. That's,
listen, I can be talking out of my ass right now. That was the conclusion that I made while watching it. I was like, okay, she's just, what's happening here is that she stopped having the pills. So she hasn't really slept in weeks.
Right.
Because she wants to, you know, protect the kids. My thing also was, they had the opportunity of have Esther with this random guy.
Wallace.
With the, what's that his name?
Wallace, yeah.
Wallace? Mm-hmm. So, with Wallace.
Right. Because the only thing was when
you had an opportunity of him bringing Esther and be like, Esther says, I'm fixed. I'm not a mess anymore. He helped me. And then she's trying to convince her for days, like, he did this to me and nobody would believe her.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But then it's like, well, we don't even know if he existed. But he did heal the kid?
Right. Well, because then also, was it true that he was there, he delivers Henry, the husband, his letter, and in the letter it said, like, my jacket was taken and Wallace is wearing the husband's jacket. So, like, was that true? Like, maybe was he really a drifter and whatever? And then from, like, he does leave because she tells him, get out of here, because she's gonna shoot him, right?
Yeah.
And he really does leave. Yeah. And then it's just hallucinating from then on.
Yeah.
I just hate feeling dumb.
I know.
Too much for interpretation. Like, just give me a little more.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just came out. So I'm sure all the YouTubers that do the analysis of these movies have not said anything yet.
Right. Can you break it down for me, please? Like, I need something like the Inception with the top, you know, like the spinny thing. Like, that's when you knew it was reality or not. I am Michael Scott. Once again. Please explain to me like I'm five. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. There were many things missing, but I liked it better than last week's movie, you know? Yeah. And I do think it has a lot to do with the actors. Mm-hmm. I think even directing it was really good. What was lacking was more writing than anything else. The whole thing, I didn't even think about when she's saying like, hold the rope
yeah,
for them not to get lost. I was like, oh my God, like is that bad? You know, that you had to hold it while there's like a sandstorm, otherwise you could get fucking lost in the desert.
Right, which then obviously I guess that was foreshadowing, because that's what we see at the end, is that how she kills her mom.
They caught her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what an onyx. I didn't think she was gonna stab the sheriff at the end.
Yeah.
And she stabbed him twice, I think.
I know she got him in his side, and then did she stab him again?
Yeah, yeah. It was like a
little shanking moment. I don't
know. It was yeah, it was pretty intense. I was like, oh fuck, okay, you know, this is happening.
Because I guess he was threatening to take the girls away, so
yeah. Also, why are you consoling this woman right now?
Right,
she just killed somebody and they're outside.
Yeah, and even the daughter is comforting the little one, and you can tell she's obviously distressed.
Yeah,
so I'd be like, we're just gonna go. I'll come back. And then not come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was... Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that... I liked it way better than last week's. And I didn't think it was, bad. You know?
No.
I just feel like it was missing things.
Yeah.
Because I do want to... I do want to make my own conclusion. I want to know what was real and what was not.
Right.
I had written, why doesn't she wear the mask? And then...
That's fair.
The other question that I had, which is something that happens at the beginning, mm-hmm. is the fear of her daughter, you know, saying to her, like something like, well, like, you know what happens when you sleepwalk?
Mm.
Her daughter says to her, and I wrote, what happens when she falls asleep? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, actually, when she's on the pill, she's actually sleeping. But when she's not, she tries to fight it to, protect, and then she goes fucking nuts because she starts sleepwalking.
Right.
Because you see her wake up when she's on the pill. She's waking up out of a nightmare, but she does go to sleep.
That's true. Yeah, you could see that she's dreaming. And then she'll wake up. Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Right.
But I will go and I will keep thinking about that scene when she's facing the wall and she's scratching that wall with her fingers and she's asking for her daughter. What was her name? It was with an O.
Oh, Ollie.
Ollie. Mm. She's like, Ollie, please.
Yeah.
And then the daughter is like, Mom. Mom, and then she just turns around, hands super red, crying her eyes out, and she just walks by her.
Right.
That was the creepiest.
Right.
That was well directed.
That was creepy. Also, when the bed goes on fire.
I thought that was her, because I it felt like they had shown the lamp. so specifically. She went in the room with the lamp to put the little fabric for the sand not to come in. And I think she herself knocked the lamp when she left.
Gotcha.
And then she said, no, it was the great man. They go through the cracks. Got I'm like, no, it. That was okay. You, actually. Because okay. You were holding the lamp when you went in. Got
it. That makes sense.
Like, that was full on her. That was, like, her an actual accident, probably.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she did it on purpose.
Sure.
But her fucking mind was playing games with her.
Sure. She's DeLulu, as the kids say. Yeah. I feel like I need to watch it again. Also, it was really fucking dark.
Oh.
At least for me. I was, like, trying to, like, cover shadows to, like, because I was watching it on my phone, which maybe was my problem because I watch it on my lunch break. But I was like, I can't fucking see shit. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
So dark.
Yeah, we watched it yesterday, and it wasn't dark. Like, it was fine.
So maybe I just need to
it wasn't watch like it on that the Game TV.
Oh my gosh! Okay, yeah.
Don't forget that. Game
Nothing compares to that. That's for sure. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I need to watch it again anyway. Maybe I'll notice some things too.
Yeah. It was it was really interesting, and I feel like it had a lot of potential.
Definitely. And yeah. I just wanted more.
Didn't reach it. But yeah, it was short too.
It was only an hour and a half. But I feel like
even... And it felt like it went by faster than that.
Well, see, that's the thing for me. I feel like it kind of dragged. It was a little one note.
But I also feel like you were in the darkness there.
But even just like, okay, we get it. Like, there's a dust storm. And then she's with her ladies doing her sewing. And then they run home. And they're yelling about something. And then it's like rinse and repeat.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like, oh, another storm is coming? Yeah, no shit. It's fucking dusty there. Which I guess that kind of makes sense as to, like, why they don't leave. You know, that it's, like, always happening. Yeah, so it's, like, every time they try to, like, it's on the horizon. It's coming. We can't go anywhere.
But, and this is going to sound super ignorant of me, and I'm sorry to the listeners. I'm not that stupid. But, I was thinking, at some point, were there cars at that point? There were cars because the fucking sheriff comes in a car.
Yes.
How come none of them has to, like, to the sheriff, take me out of town?
Right. Because it's the thing, it's like,
Just take me to the edge. Just take me out of this part here.
Yeah, take me to the train station.
Something. They're like, no, they had to leave in a carriage and a horse. And there are cars there.
Right.
That was upsetting to me.
Yeah, I just want things to make sense.
Yeah.
Like, if they can't do something, then just explain it of like, oh, well, we're trying to do this thing, but we can't because X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, they tried to explain it. It just wasn't enough.
Right.
It wasn't enough. For me, it kind of went by fast. But I, like, sat down, I was like, play, we didn't stop it, we just, like, watched it through, and it wasn't dark for us, and I also feel like I was so disappointed from last week. My standard was low from the week before, so this, probably that's why it felt really good to me. I was like, this is really good. I did think there was a lot of missing stuff. I was like, I don't know what was real. I don't know what was not.
Sure.
But it didn't feel bad. I think Sarah Paulson is an amazing actress. And I think that makes me biased, you know. And the guy from The Bear is also an amazing actor.
Right. So. Like, I mean, everybody did an amazing job. Like, yes, the acting, the directing, everything was great. Yeah, absolutely. So it's like the only thing that was sort of lacking for me was just the story.
Yeah.
Like it, yeah. More needed of some, it. Some tweaking, yeah. But I mean, right, like the overall like mood of the film, like it was very foreboding. Like the whole time, yeah. Like you just feel like this dark, heavy dust cloud over you. And like, mm-hmm. I'm fine with that, you know, it is an uncomfortable feeling to have, and that's fine. Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted a little more clarity with some things. That's all.
Clarity. That's a good, you know, that's a good word to use for it. But hey, if you didn't like it, I'm totally cool with that too. You know, we're not going to like the same shit.
Right.
I mean, obviously, because I'm like thriving in this like horror month that we're doing. I love this shit so much.
Right. And this was like a different type of horror.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they do it? Like, do you have in the fun facts, do you have anything about the behind the scenes?
I have a couple of things. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like intrigued to see how they created like sand shit, you know?
Yeah. I can tell you a few things. Obviously, like there wasn't a lot because I think this wasn't really like advertised a lot. Yeah, it's a little bit newer, so there wasn't a lot. But I did find a couple things. Do you want me to tell you?
Okay. Yes, okay. Please.
Okay. So Hold Your Breath was filmed in New Mexico.
Which
makes sense. So a lot of it was in Santa Fe. In Stanley, New Mexico, and Galisteo, New Mexico. And they actually had people build that house. So that was like, they built that from scratch.
Just for that.
Right, and they built that home in Santa Fe.
So I wonder, I wonder if that was just a set, you know? Like that house, because I feel like it just felt like they were never at a studio.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I felt like really open all the time.
I bet they probably filmed,
which for me makes it like super.
Yeah. I feel like they built that house, because also like it's kind of old timey and shit wasn't built as well. And if, you know, this dust and sand's coming through the cracks, it doesn't have to be perfect. Yeah. So, yeah, I bet, like, they just built everything from scratch, and they probably just filmed on location. Like, I don't think a lot was in studio, I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay, this should be interesting. So, many of the scenes were filmed with fans blowing real dust at 75 miles per hour. That's fucking fast. Sarah Paulson said she wanted the scenes to be as realistic as possible and sometimes got dirt in her eye. Well, yeah.
No shit.
That shit blown at 75 miles per hour. How can it not? I bet the coughing was real.
Game over. I'd be like, I'm not filming this. Break my contract.
Right. And then you're yelling it. Like the, yeah, she's probably really choking and coughing on it too.
Yeah.
I thought this was actually kind of interesting. So Claire Foy, who played the first queen in The Crown, she was originally cast as Margaret, but she was replaced by Sarah Paulson due to scheduling issues.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like that would have been a kind of a different film.
Yeah, you know? I think so, too.
Because I feel like Sarah Paulson, obviously doing, like, American Horror Story, and that
she's
other
the
Hulu...
queen of this.
Right, that other Hulu movie, Run, where it's sort of, like, the Gypsy Rose Blanchard vibes, where she's, like...
Yes.
Yeah, so it's, like, she does this very well. Like,
fuck,
this
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And that one is a good one, yeah.
But I do love Claire Foy, but it would have been different, I feel like.
Yeah.
The movie was originally titled Dust.
Okay.
But they obviously retitled it to Hold Your Breath in April of 2024.
Oh, so recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was curious. I had to look it up. I wanted to know if the little girl who played Ollie is actually hearing impaired if she's deaf. And she is in real life. So her name is Alana Jane Robbins. So she is a deaf actress.
So. Okay. She did amazing.
She was great.
Both girls.
Yeah.
I mean, beautiful job. Everyone did a good job. Even the boys that were just fucking coughing.
That I believe cough was, yeah. That's why I'm like, actually, was that like a recording from something? Because they sounded to be because sick.
That's exhausting. Yeah.
And it's like, you can also tell it's exhausting. Deep, like deep in their chest.
Yeah, on his chest. Yeah. Ugh. Poor baby.
I know.
And what you see him with a bucket.
And what was that like shit on his face
too? That was
too.
Their mask.
Yeah. Ugh, poor kiddo. Yeah, that's why I'm like, I could never live back then. Everyone's fucking dying of measles and typhoid and scarlet fever.
I probably would have died of like an allergy attack or something.
Yeah, you'd be gone. Sorry.
Like this.
I'm so sorry.
I was like, yeah, no.
You probably wouldn't have gotten past the age of 10. You poor thing.
I'd be like, oh, I didn't tell you. I left my fucking pillow at the hotel this past weekend. And Trey told me 30 minutes before we left, he's like, honey, don't forget your pillow. And I did this right before leaving the hotel. I said, we're not missing anything, right? No, we're not. We're good. Okay. A whole internal conversation. I'm like, we're good. I realized when we were on the road here to Miami.
Right.
And I tell you, Tracy, I didn't sleep for 2 days because I didn't have my pillow. And Trey reminded me, you would not survive in an apocalypse. I'm like, no, I wouldn't.
1930 Oklahoma. You're out. You don't have your pillow. The dust, your allergies.
So, like, you think about it, like the girls, what did they do when they got their periods? There was no, like, cups or tampons or fucking...
Yeah, I don't know. Bleed pads? On some sheets? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Diapers with fabric?
Yeah, I know. We're kind of
spoiled.
With
all the layers that they wore.
Yeah.
No,
thank you.
Yeah, that was major segue that I did there.
But I mean, it applies. We couldn't have lasted back then, and that's okay.
We couldn't have.
Yeah. Not our decade.
Mm-hmm. More than it's like almost 100 years ago.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of crazy. Like 100 years isn't that long, but it is.
But it is that long. Because in the last 20 years, the way we've evolved with technology is kind of scary.
Insane.
Yeah. Okay. So that was it, right? With the fun
facts? Yeah, that was it. Okay. I couldn't find too much.
That's totally cool. So I have the Rotten Tomatoes score. Mm. So the tomato meter, which is Rotten Tomatoes, mm-hmm. with the critics is 44. Oof. And then the audience gave it 53.
Okay.
I would agree more with the audience.
Yeah, sure.
The critics' consensus says Sarah Paulson is as arresting as ever, but a dearth of incident and scares ultimately robs Hold Your Breath of a long-awaited release.
Hmm. Got blue balls, is that what it's saying?
Yeah, pretty much. It's one more. It says a top critics from the Chicago Reader. Her name is Abby Montel. Says less successful is first time feature directors Cruz and Joins. I can't pronounce. Sorry.
I think it is. Yeah.
Handle on its genre storytelling. As much as a grounded Paulson commits. This cycle of repetitive fake-outs manages to make this unique horror setting feel utterly forgettable. This is exactly what you said, Tracy. You said this cycle of repetitive fake-outs.
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't mind like a slow burn, but when we get to the climax, like punch me in the face. You know, yeah. like, let shit happen, you know?
So, let's go.
Yeah, it was a little bit like, I just wanted a little bit more. And, like, it kind of sort of got there, but yeah. I need more. We're spoiled, though.
I agree. I also want it more.
Yeah, you know? Right.
I want it more.
Right.
I want it more. Well, so what, like, what do we want to rate it? What do you want to rate it?
So for me, it was like mid verging a little down.
Mine is like mid a little bit higher.
Okay.
Yeah. Because for me, it was just the story. Like, you just need it. I just hate when it's like last week. The story wasn't enough.
The acting.
The story, like, happened to the actors. Some of those lines were fucking awful, you know?
Dialogue, yeah.
This week, the dialogue, I think it was good. Like,
yeah.
That whole scene with, like, her and Wallace of, like, the religious shit.
Sure.
You know, I'm like, there's nothing creepier than religion. So, you know, when they're, like, the writing was there. It had character.
Right.
But the story needed to be told better.
Yeah.
You know, more clarity.
Right. Yeah, like you said,
well, it just had went to work.
Potential. Oh yeah, like it everything so else is there. Potential. It had potential. Like it had that little nugget of that idea. It just needed more with certain things. That's all. So, I mean, I'd still recommend it. Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, if you like this cast, and if you like this, you know, unreliable narrator, like. The gloom and doom feeling in a movie. Things that are kind of left up to interpretation. They're not going to tell you flat out what happened. Things. Right?
Yeah.
This is for you. Watch it.
I agree. Well, so I guess that's it. Like, we are 50-50 basically on this. We... Yeah. It's a viewer's choice.
Right, yeah. It's up to you.
It's up to you. We don't want to say, like, oh, we do recommend. But it's like, hey, you might enjoy it, but you might not.
So right.
There's that.
Exactly.
We can tell them what we're going to watch next week, which is so exciting because I've been dying to watch
this movie. I'm excited for this one.
I'm really excited. It's Anna Kendrick's basically directorial debut, right?
Yes. Yeah. Very exciting.
Which, you know... Anna Kendrick is one of, like, actresses that she's already amazing, but she's just gonna keep getting better and better, and she'll be working for the longest time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it's... I'm actually even surprised that she hadn't done it before. But what I heard is that she has always... not loved, but being fascinated by the story. Mm. So this is why she wanted to do it. Like, this is something that she's been passionate about, specifically this case. So we're going to be watching Woman of the Hour, directed by Anna Kendrick, and leading actress Anna Kendrick as well.
Yeah, that's cool. So that's on Netflix. So... watch that.
That is on Netflix, and it comes out on the 18th, but when this episode comes out, it had already come out.
Right.
So, we recommend everyone to go ahead and watch it, because we're going to be discussing it next week, and we want to hear your input, and... Oh, I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too excited.
I know, same, but also,
both of us... We know this case, so... Yes,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for today, guys. We're just excited about the next one.
I know. We're like, this one was fine, but next week. Listen, it happens. You're not going to love everything that you watch.
You're not going to like all of them.
Part of it, so...
Yep. Well, I guess...
Thank you for listening. As always, we appreciate it. So,
review, subscribe, comment, like, follow us on social media.
do all the things.
Thank you so much for your support. We're so pumped. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.